That's right.
And you dry off with a?
A towel. Always had, you know, towels. They weren't pretty like they have them nowadays, but we always had towels to dry them off with.
Yeah, the towels today are pretty.
Yeah, they're pretty. Oh, some of them are beautiful. But those days we had just plain old towels. That's all I know. Didn't have, you could make your little wash rags, take a towel and cut it in three or four, you see, and make your little wash rag. But you had to use towels. Yeah, I mean.
They used to make them out of cotton sacks too, didn't they? I heard, like my granddad said, they used to make even clothes out of cotton sacks.
Well, I never did make anything out of a cotton sack, but I did make some beautiful suits out of fertilized sacks.
Suits?
Yeah, you know, for lady folks.
Oh.
Dress suits, make the little coat, you know, like they was wearing, and the skirt. You couldn't tell it, it looked like linen.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. And we used to have a lot of them. And then you had the cow feed, it came in a pretty sack too. I still have some aprons that I made out of the cow feed sack. Still have some aprons.
The things would wash out of it?
Oh yeah.
The names?
Just pretty, no, the numbers, you could get the numbers off, but some had different colors at the end, you know, at the end of the sack. A border, a blue border, and then little flowers or something like that. And so the whole sack sometimes was flowers. Oh, I made a lot of clothes out of feed sacks. So.
Now, when you turn the water, you get water here, you just turn on the...
Turn on the faucet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But when you had a cistern, do you remember having a cistern back in the old days?
No, we never did have a cistern. We had a big old tank. I remember when Papa was living, we had a big old tank, long tank he had made out of thick, thick lumber. And he had that put on the side of the house, you see. And he had it well covered. And he had a place at the, where we'd go to get the water, you see, to drink or something. He had a little place where you could open it up and dip it out, where it would come from the roof into this tank.
What was that called? You turn it on, turn on the tank. Did you have a place where you could turn it on?
No.
Just,
you see, it would come from the roof.
Yes, ma'am.
It would fall off the roof into this tank and fill this tank up, you see.
How'd you get water out of it?
Dip it out with a dipper.
Oh, you went up to the top of the tank.
The tank was even, you know, see, this was your floor. The tank was about this high.
Oh, I see.
All on one side of your house. We never did own a cistern. And then after I got married, well, that's where we got this big water tank. And we built a nice little shed around that. We had a dug well down there, you see. And we used that water while we was down there. But after we moved up here and we had this deep well, well, we never bothered with that. But we just used it to wash and do things like that, you see.
Before refrigeration, was there a place where you would keep things cold?
In the well, if you had a way to. We used to dip our watermelons down in the well, let them go down in there in a sack or something, you know, take a clean sack and just let it go down the way to the bottom of the well, and it would get nice and cool. Oh, I tell you, before we had refrigerators, it was hard. If you wanted good milk to drink at night, you had to take that milk that you milked in the morning and boil it at noontime.